Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by
the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here with Eugene Borden and Glenn Desch. Eugene is the president, and Glenn is an accessibility, usability expert consultant for CharmTech Labs. And we're here to talk about a new product called CAPTI. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
Great. So why don't you, CAPTI actually is a couple of different things. It's an app for the iOS devices and also a plugin. So why don't you go ahead and we'll start with the app and tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, like you said, it's an iOS app and a plugin for the PC running under Firefox. Our iOS product is a browser, sort of analogous to Safari, that has a playlist embedded in it so that you can queue up articles, and it will strip out all of the extraneous content around the articles, and you can build a playlist of things you want to listen to later. So, for example, you wake up in the morning, you go through your news, you've put a list of articles together, and now you're either cleaning the house or going to the gym, and you don't want to be touching your iPhone every 2 seconds to skip to the next article with voiceover. You can just set the playlist to play back to you, and it will play the list of articles that you queued from earlier in the day.
When you say put together a list of articles, so how do you put together the list of articles?
So, for example, I'll wake up in the morning and I have a couple of pages bookmarked that I particularly look through, the New York Times and different tech sites and a couple of political news sites, and I'll go through and find the stories that look interesting to me, and I'll just tap on those articles, and it brings up a menu, and I choose add the playlist, and then I can go through that playlist and later on in the day and read those articles.
All right. Do you have that with you, or?
I do. We'll demonstrate CAPTI here. Unfortunately, VoiceOver is rather fast on my phone.
Okay.
So,
I want to turn it up.
I'm going to. Okay, so I'm going to launch the application now.
Mm-hmm.
Go back in here. So now I'm in the browser. Unfortunately, I don't have much of an internet connection here, so we'll have to go with articles that I already have in the playlist.
Okay.
So I'm going to go into the playlist.
So when you add an article to the playlist, it downloads it for offline?
Downloads it for offline reading, yep. It goes in, strips out all the extraneous content, like I said before, and I can, for example, can go to this New York Times article.
Okay.
A baseball's game of telephone. NewTimes.com. St. Louis, in Atlanta, there are televisions.
Which voice is that?
To help the manager monitor the action of his team's Jeffrey, baseball's game of telephone.
It is a cappella.
We have a male and a female voice.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't actually know. They do, but
right.
I don't actually know what voice it is.
So it comes with the acapella voices, a couple of them.
It does. It comes with two voices.
Okay. How does it strip the extraneous content? How does it know when you throw a random news site at it, what is extraneous?
It uses an intelligent algorithm to do that. Mm-hmm. You might know that Instapaper hires people to mark up pages. So I guess Instapaper wouldn't work for pages that haven't been marked up. But we use a more general approach that analyzes the structure of the page and tries to extract just the main content. Sometimes we make a mistake, but more often it is correct. And we also find web pages. The web page has a continuation, so we load all parts of an article.
Oh, okay, so if you have
like multi-page articles.
Got you. So it would look like maybe for the next or the browse links 2, 3, 4, 5, or if you see an article that's in print,
exactly.
Then you can use it to pull the entire article. So in theoretically, I could throw even a site that you haven't looked at, like a blind bargains news page, and it would do its best to to try to figure out what the article was.
Exactly.
Okay. So you mentioned Instapaper. So what is the advantage here to other services that are out there?
Well, the advantage for us is that, for example, take Instapaper. I have Instapaper on my iPhone, and it's definitely a very good application. I use it a lot. But if I'm in a situation where I don't want to be touching my iPhone, let's say I'm cleaning and my hands are dirty, or I'm at the gym and I don't want to have to reach down, you know, while I'm lifting weights, that'd be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
I can just queue up the articles in the playlist in CAPTI and have it playing the articles back to back. So I don't have to interact with the device, whereas if I'm using Instapaper, I get to the end of the article, I have to go back to the list of articles, select the next article, and then swipe down. And by the way, you can't lock the device with Instapaper and have it continue reading. Whereas since we're sending the article to a separate TTS, text-to-speech engine, we can have the article continue playing while the device is locked, so you're not going to be accidentally bumping the device while you're working out and you know, lose your place in the article.
Sure. Okay. This is available now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's available in the App Store, and because we developed this app to be universally accessible, meaning that it could be used by people with and without vision impairments, we were able to bring down the price, so it's currently at $2.99.
Okay.
If people want to search for the app in the App Store, they have to enter the full name. So in the App Store, it is CAPTI Web Player.
Is that three words or is that...
Three words.
It's three words. And unfortunately, if you don't enter all three, it takes quite a while to get down to the result in...
It tries to figure out what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you explored developing for other platforms, mobile platforms?
We have. We are hoping to come out with an Android version, possibly within a year.
Okay.
But right now we're just focusing on the desktop platforms and iOS.
Okay. That's a good segue. Let's talk about what you have done for the desktop Windows environment.
Okay, so like we said, we have a desktop version right now that's running under Firefox, and it's a very similar application. It shares the Firefox browser and implements a playlist, so you can queue articles for listening, you know, later. But we add some more features in that we will take you directly to the main content of the article.
Okay.
So if you click on a link, it automatically starts reading from that point in the article. The key there is that we're working alongside whatever the screen reader, if you're using JAWS or NVDA, we put those to sleep within Firefox, and it's a self-voicing application. So you can use any SAPI compliant voices that you have.
So you load Firefox, screen reader goes away, you become the screen reader for Firefox.
Exactly. So in that sense, we support the popular shortcuts that people are used to using for browsing through headings and form fields and links and such. So you can still quick navigation. But now we've added these extra features of searching for the content, because there is so much material to get through on the web nowadays that a lot of times the information you're looking for is buried.
Does it specialize in news-oriented content sites? Do you have does it work much with ARIA pages or some of the other advanced web layouts, or is it more of a news?
Not at all. Not just the news. It's a general application.
Okay.
You can use. You can go to eBooks, like Wikipedia, Gutenberg books. You could go to Wikipedia. It's like different encyclopedias.
What about an advanced sites like Gmail or something like that? Facebook.
Right now, this the Windows. Right now, we have CAPTI available only on Windows and with the Firefox browser.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last time I tried, Gmail was mostly accessible, but there were some quirks with it.
Mm-hmm.
This application is still in beta.
Okay.
But it's available for download on our website.
For free?
For free, yes, exactly. It's available for free. We have partial support of Aria.
Mm-hmm.
Read Aria labels and other things. But we also detect the changes in the web pages, you know, the dynamic changes. And if you go from page to page, then you can, as Glenn said, the application starts to read at the main content. You can turn on different views, like the view of the main content, and that makes all of the extraneous links disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You can also look at the differences between web pages as you go from one page to another, and that also subsumes the dynamically changing content. If you, fill out a form,
right,
and I make a mistake, the page returns with an error message, you can turn on this view of
differences. Right, and the error could be anywhere in the form. Sometimes it's at the top, sometimes it works. Does it just changes in words, or would it also be like visual? I've seen forms where it's like the highlighted field.
Yeah, we detect
is error.
In most cases, we detect the visual change.
Mm-hmm.
Say what they do is that they change the color, for example, from black to
red. Well, right,
red.
And you're going to see an HTML code mm-hmm. difference because they use a different color, or they used a highlighter or a blank or whatever.
Where they would just hide the error messages,
mm-hmm.
and they make them appear. So that they're there in the page, and I think I've seen some pages where as you're browsing through the form, you hear all the error messages, even though there are no errors.
Right.
So what we do is we filter out the hidden content,
mm-hmm.
as a sighted person would see the web page. And then if that appears, we also detect it.
Yeah, that's true. There's been cases where some screen readers don't do a really good job of understanding hidden content, especially when it's done with JavaScript or some of the markup. I like that.
Yeah, so we look at the HTML markup. Mm-hmm. So I was just surprised to find out Glenn has never heard that quantum can be crossed out in a web page. For example, you go to Amazon and the same product would have two different prices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, what they do is a marketing trick. They show you the original price that is crossed out, and then they show you the actual price. So we're able to pick up that kind of markup in a web page and vocalize it.
And hide it or show that it was crossed out? Or
well, it's there to be shown, but it has to be very made clear to the user that content is crossed out for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's essentially an open beta at
right.
this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you're accepting feedback on the app and how it works. Okay. So people want to get more information about your company or get the beta or learn more, how can they do that?
They can go to our website, www.charmtechlabs.com, where they can send us an email at info@charmtechlabs.com.
And that is charmtechlabs.com. Great. Well, both of you, thank you so much for coming on my podcast, telling us about these apps.
Thank you, JJ.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.